Looking for the simpler side of Scott Johnson? Look no further than Diary of a Cartoonist, a podcast available now for you to listen to. Go to frogpants.com/diary today. Coming up on TMS, how people deal with their financial lives.
Getting time for peeing on the Alamo.
That sounds strange now that you read it. Casual pot use is jacking up your brain, if this study has anything to say about it.
AC/DC is getting out of the rock and roll business.
David Fincher says nay to the Steve Jobs movie.
Oh, recommendals.
Tom's Tech Time.
Geek Food.
Your emails and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
I've been waiting for you, friends.
Goldman, do you know what you're doing?
I'm fully aware of what I'm doing. Can't you see? Man committed a sin, disturbing the life cycle of nature. The original sin that man is responsible to protect the life cycle. This is the final battle. Show yourself, our new ruler, the Emperor. Friends, it is not over yet.
Is that all you have to say?
In time, a successor will come. Farewell, friends.
Goodbye, Goldman.
I did it, I tell you.
The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream. The Morning Stream.
Easy listening for Office Depot parking lot taco eating. This is The Morning Stream.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to The Morning Stream. It's the Goldman audio from, I want to say, Tenchu 1, an old PS1 game.
Oh, my God.
And
it tops
bad.
That tops Jill.
It does. It's worse than that, which is so, that's a hard thing to believe.
Really?
That would be worse than that, right?
I hope this isn't Chris's blood.
Barry.
I know, right? Do your Jill. Give me a Jill.
Jill.
Jill. Now see how you did.
Jill.
All right, try it again.
Yeah, my throat's a little sore. Jill.
There you go.
Jill.
It's not bad.
Jill.
Still pretty good.
Jill.
You got to practice that. It's not a thing. If you want it to disappear,
exactly.
You got to keep it warmed up like a good muscle.
That's true, yes.
Your Jill muscle.
Excuse me, I am going to go practice my Jill for half an hour. Please do not disturb me.
Don't bother me. I'm doing
I'll
Jill.
I'll be in my dressing room.
This is my Jill time. Speaking of Jill time, it's The Morning Stream, and it's Wednesday, April 16th, 2014. I'm Scott. That's Brian.
Hello.
Hello. And, here we are, doing it for the people. I said before the show, we're doing it for the man. The man is now you, because you guys are supporting us so graciously on a little little site called Patreon at patreon.com/TMS. Because of you, we are able to do what we're doing, continue to do what we're doing, work toward goals like no ads, work toward goals like... the Frog Pants game show thing. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's got to happen.
I know. I know. We got to get it there. But in the meantime, it's really, really important to us, and we really are grateful for it. Patreon.com/TMS, and that's how you also get the extra Thursday show, the Thursday evening stream, or as we like to call it, TMS PM.
Thursday. That's what Brian Dunaway calls it. Oh, the Thursday.
Oh, Thursday. Does he do it like, hey, Rocky.
I was going to say, all of a sudden he's from Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Thursday.
Yeah. It never occurred to me. Was Bullwinkle from the Midwest? Because he had that accent. Now
it was whatchamacallit Falls, right? What was, where were Rocky and Bullwinkle from?
I don't remember.
Chattahoochee Falls or something. I mean, it wasn't that. But it was something like that, though. You know, it was like some, hey, Rocky.
Yeah.
Watch me pull a rabbit out of my head.
Yeah, but it's kind of came off as a little bit of, I am cooperating, Wade. You know what
you
I mean?
Think? A little bit of Fargo, North Dakota.
Well,
in there, like,
here's one. Let's hear it.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
I think I shall now be sick.
Kind of.
Hey, Lucky, you've got little Arby's on you. Don't you know? Crates, you betcha.
So that's your friend back there in the chipper then.
That's right. Frostbite Falls. Thank you, Jester.
Frostbite Falls.
Oh, and let's see.
Okay, good.
Yep.
I knew we'd have a fan in there
Log-O-Matic.
Somewhere.
Thank you.
Now that we're on the topic.
Sure.
Your favorite part of the Rocky and Bullwinkle experience? Like of all the little, extra cartoons
like
and things?
Fractured Fairy Tales.
Sure.
And Peabody and Sherman. I think Peabody and Sherman were probably my favorite.
Those were good.
Yeah.
I try to ignore that there's a movie out now that could taint that for me, but at the time, you know, something special was coming out of that. But I also think Fractured Fairy Tales was pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't seen any of that stuff, I don't know if it's streaming anywhere. So
it's got to be. You just yell it into your Amazon Fire and see what comes up.
Here's my experience with that device. I'm half asleep. It's about 10:30 last night.
Uh-huh.
Trying to nod off, trying to get some actual sleep last night, and I hear my wife go. I hear a little boop, and she goes, "Veronica Mars again." I'm like, "Oh shite!" Well, here we go again.
See, that is a little bit of a problem that. You know, you may be watching your TV show with headphones, but your significant other is going to know when you say, "Wild Things."
Yeah,
about 32 minutes in, please.
Hot tub scene. Go. Anyway.
About Schmidt.
Yeah, about Schmidt. All of it. I don't know. Don't get the hot tub scene's the worst thing in about Schmidt.
Right.
Ugh, my gosh, that's bad. A good movie, though.
Yes.
Yeah, if you're into Jack Nicholson doing his thing, it's pretty good.
Oh, it's great. And a lot of that filmed in Boulder, just up the street.
Oh,
just,
no way.
Just
that's
up the road from me. Yeah.
It's fantastic. It did
big
have
church.
It kind of had a I don't know how to put this. Kind of a wood paneling quality to it, like old.
Sure.
It seemed like there was just a lot of old wood in that movie.
Yeah, that's what Colorado's known for is wood paneling. A lot of wood paneling.
Well, I mean, like
the streets are paved with wood paneling.
It's hard to explain. It's like it's like the new late night with Seth Meyers set kind of motif.
Right. Homey, very homey,
very homey, but also from an era that we are all now acting all hipstery about. You know,
right?
Mm-hmm. And that we used to hate.
That's right.
A mere decade ago, I would look at it and go, "Ugh, what were we thinking?" And now we're going, "Yeah, man, it's cool, man." showtime. Here we are. We're doing it. We got it.
Yeah.
Tax day. Why would I say gay? Really?
Tax gay.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, there are other things I could have said.
Gay for months to come.
All right. Great.
Jews are at the forefront in promoting gay marriage.
Okay. Great. Okay. All right. That was me.
My beach clothes are so gay.
All right. So shut up. So here's the deal, Brian. Tax day came, tax day went. Guy came to your door, said, hand it over.
Right.
And everybody here in the States anyway. Oh, I found out Denmark, I think it was, or somewhere like that. Somebody tweeted and said that their tax day was on April 1st.
Oh, really?
Yeah, what a nice joke that is, right?
Yeah, like, no kidding.
Yeesh.
Well, it makes you wonder how, if April Fool's Day, how widely spread April Fool's Day is. I mean, I think because of things like the internet. You know, a lot of the world kind of has to go along with it. Otherwise, they tune into, you know, Think Geek on April 1st and to buy their screaming flying monkey, and they're faced with something that they don't expect. So I guess the rest of the world has to kind of play along.
They
got to
fall in line, right? They got to do what we do. Although I'm kind of curious about the origin of this thing. April Fool's Day or All Fool's Day. Celebrated every year on the 1st of April, has been popular since the 19th century. The day is not a national holiday in any country, but is widely recognized through most European cultures and celebrated as a day when people play practical jokes and hoaxes on one another. Both the jokes and their victims, being known as April Fools, that's what they refer to them as.
Mm-hmm. Clever name.
Let's see. A popular theory on the origin of the holiday... that those who continued to celebrate New Year's Day on April 1st after the 1582 implementation of the Gregorian Christian calendar were mocked as fools or fish in several countries. The fish is a common symbol for the tradition of April Fools. So maybe as old as 1582, back when people would get the plague and the whatnot.
Right, right.
And there are a bunch of customs in Ireland, Iran, Poland, the UK, Norway, Denmark. Anyway, France, Italy, France, Belgium, and French-speaking areas of Switzerland and Canada, April 1st tradition often is known as April Fish. Is this true?
Really?
April Fish? That's weird. That's crazy, right? Anyway, the internet is really where it's at now, but I think it owes itself a strong European tradition, for sure.
Sure, sure.
Thank you, everyone in Europe, for that.
Thank you. Thank you for educating us.
Yeah. So tax day came and went. Made me think of the weird things people deal with in their financial lives.
Yes.
Okay. Like the stuff you got to deal with. So I found the story about a New York man. New York City man.
New York City man.
What's he do?
He goes down to the corner and gets a fresh bagel from the deli. Excelsior.
The shittiest power ever.
Not if you've had one of those.
They're amazing. New York City man claims a credit reporting agency falsely reported he had no financial history because his first name is God, G-O-D. According to the New York Post, God Gazarov of Brooklyn says in a lawsuit that Equifax has refused to correct its system to recognize his name as legitimate. He says Equifax customer service representative even suggested he change his name to resolve the issue.
Yeah, he was quoted as saying, $10, courthouse.
I know that phrase.
Yeah.
Gazarov is a Russian native who is named after his grandfather. His name was also God.
Well, that kind of didn't need to be explained there, ABC News.
There are multiple gods in Russia. The 26-year-old owns a Brighton Beach jewelry store and is a graduate of Brooklyn College. He says he has high scores with two other major credit agencies. The Post said Equifax did not return calls or email seeking comments. So I had this thought, like, if your name's God, that's one thing. And they said that is confusing. But what if your name was like Vagina Face or something? Like, what if you had a really out there name?
Like, what did George Lucas come up with your name as he was in the cantina?
Of course. Or anything. Like, I don't know. Your name is Foothead Von Stinkerface, right? That's your name. Okay. and you're proud of it because it came down through the ages.
Right,
your
grandfather's name.
Right.
Yes.
I'm the third in the line. I want to carry on the grand tradition. I am the carrier of my family name. And you don't want to change it for anybody. But societal norms have decided that names like God and Footface Von Stinkerpants, or whatever I said before, are not cool anymore. Like, that's not a thing you can be called.
Right.
I kind of ran into a real conundrum here because...
Well, do they have something in their system? Because, you know, if you have an unusual character in your name, apostrophe or something like that.
Yeah.
Again, if you were named by George Lucas.
right.
But, you know, some machines, some systems, computer systems will have a problem with that and they'll flag it and, you know, things will get screwed up. Even if you have like two first names or like...
James...
Whitney Joe or whatever.
James, right? Jeffrey or something.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
There are systems where it says, nope, I only, you know, the computer, the person who programmed it said, I only programmed it with having one first name in mind. So you'll have to put that in the last name or whatever. Mm. But there could be some sort of thing that flags the word God in Equifax's database as like something that a programmer put in. Well, this will be God mode so I can go in here and test some of the functionality or something like that.
That's a good point. There could be practical reasons.
I can't imagine. I mean, that's a stretch.
It is. But to tell the guy to go get his name changed is a bit of an extreme thing to do. So I would say to this, my argument would be Sting doesn't have a problem getting his taxes done. I'm sure the credit agencies don't give two poops if his name is Sting or not, or if somebody calls himself Prince and doesn't even have a last name.
Well, yeah, Sting probably, is he officially changed his name or is he still Gordon Sumner?
If he's Gordon Sumner on public record, that's one thing, and that may be true.
Yeah. Who's another example? Though Prince isn't legally just Prince. It's Prince Roger Nelson or Prince Nelson.
Prince Freddie Jr. Oh, wait a minute. Now I think I've just pulled the rug off of this thing. He is Freddie Prince Jr. when he's not Prince. Now we know the secret.
Prince Freddie Jr.
I just think it's an odd thing to ask a guy to do, regardless of how strange his thing is. I think you ought to be able to have the name you want, and people should recognize it. And they should. It should be on them to go, guys, that name should be acceptable. We should just have that in here. And not tell the guy to go change it. Look at the name. Equifax. Equa means equity, equitable. Equal. That's what it means.
Right.
You can't discriminate because the dude's name is God.
Yeah, but...
You know what else I'm going to do? If I ever see a guy named God in front of me, I'm in line, right, at a DMV, I'm going to push him out of the way and go, there shall be no gods before me. So I would have fun with
it. Well played.
I would have fun with it. That's what I would do.
I think it's a cruel thing to do to your child to name them God.
Well, I agree
with
that.
That's probably what it boils down to, right?
Yeah, if you want to, okay.
That's Equifax is probably the least of his worries.
It's impossible for, like
when's it? Starbucks. I have a triple venti half-calf mocha for God.
For God, is he here? It's like, you spill your cereal and your mom goes, oh, God, again, right? Like, it's just a constant, you'd be constantly barraged with the worst possible name comparisons. And you're only in your 20s. You know what? On second thought, go change your name. It's 50, it's 50 bucks.
God. How do you spell that?
Is that with two D's?
G-A-W-D.
Anyway, weird deal. Weird deal. Yeah. Feel bad for that guy, but also kind of understand it. But then again, doesn't matter because I don't know him. All right. Hey. Why don't we spend some time now with our friendly neighborhood Daryl, who comes to us, although this isn't working and I don't know why. There we go. All right, now it's working. It's okay, everyone. Calm down. We're going to call Daryl, add him to the call, and play his theme. All right, here you go. All right. It's Stumpet Trek Nerd brought to you by...
Watch Classic Alice, the web series on YouTube. Living life one book at a time. When Alice gets a bad grade, she pairs with Andrew to live life according to classic novels. Go to classic-alice.com/funding to support this Kickstarter. That's really cool.
Yeah, that sounds all right. Daryl.
Somebody, Designosaur in the tadpole mentioned that, you know, if you're God's ex-girlfriend and you're dating somebody new, will he get mad if you scream...
Oh, got it.
Ex-boyfriend's name in the throes of ecstasy.
See, look, now we're getting into the seedy underbelly of what this guy's like.
Just out of curiosity, were you saying your ex-boyfriend's name or...
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah. Could he... Yeah, there's a lot of reasons that guy should go change his name.
Yeah.
I've now come down on the side of Equifax. I'm sorry, in Equifax is what we're going to call him from now on. Daryl, you there?
I am.
You're an Equitable guy. You sent me something this morning I haven't had a chance to hear yet. I'm going to play it.
Is this more found audio?
Yeah, it is. More found audio. This is like the Blair Witch Project of Daryl's life. Says when he was 10, same age as his son, his 10-year-old son. And by the way, how did he do with his chest thing he did? How'd that go?
Well, this was the state championship, so it's really tough. He actually got a half point, which is really an accomplishment when you're going against the best in the whole state.
So hold on. Explain state championship chess. A point is, I mean, is it like soccer? There's hardly any score by the end of the thing, or how's it work?
Well, they do 5 matches, and if you win, you get a point. If you have a stalemate, then it's a half point.
Oh.
So he stalemated somebody, so he got half a point.
All right. That makes sense.
And it's hard to win a match against these people, but so he did really good.
All right. Well, here's you at 10. Doing something.
Do not rewind this tape, but turn it over and follow instructions. IMG, test IMG. Am I coming in loud and clear? I should be. Yes, I should be.
You're the biggest nerd when you were 10. Oh, is that your dad back there?
Record.
He's back there talking. You're telling him to shut up because you're recording.
I love the fact that most of your found audio, Daryl, are commercials. Like you were going to be an ad man. When you
really were, dude. Look at you, hawking product left and right.
That's right.
The year 1930. What was the other one? Whatever it was.
The automatic choking machine.
That's great. You're all prepubescent and stuff.
Some K-Tel album.
That's fantastic. That was the year. That was 72. You say?
Mm-hmm.
I have audio of me in 72, but I was a baby. I was a little baby. I'll find that sometime and play it. All right, so let's do this thing. Let's do this thing. We're gonna play a little Star Trek. I don't know why it still says Fan Edition in here. I gotta change that note. There we go.
Oh, funny. Yeah, no kidding.
Been there for ages. this is a Vulcan question for you. All right. So settle in, and here it goes. Plomeek. Soup. That's plomeek soup or plowmeek. I don't know how the O is used.
I always just say plummeek.
Plummeek? All right, fine. Is a staple of Vulcan cuisine, like rice for us, or, you know, I don't have to explain a staple. All right. It is described as being quite bland. It is said to be traditional morning meal on Vulcan. So it'd be like cereal for us, I guess. I guess I don't have to explain that either. In which episode of the original series does this soup make its first appearance?
I'm on time.
Was it? But who played the soup? And the answer would be, what's his name's brother? All right, Errand of Mercy, A. B. Obsession, C. The Paradise Syndrome, D. Amok Time. All right, moving on. I didn't get the freaking...
You still haven't gotten your finish?
No!
Okay,
I'm
well,
depressed
you will.
About this.
Oh, don't be. Don't
What's,
be sad.
Why Denver so fast? What's going on in Denver? How come
we're,
all the
we're
mail...
We're that much closer to Finland.
Gosh. Everything gets there quicker. I don't understand.
Because the post office is upstairs from my house. Did you not know this?
No, I didn't know this. You're like a hub. You're like
am,
you're
yeah,
you're
exactly.
like Atlanta for the airline.
Exactly. Let me go sort some stuff here. Okay, hold on. That's going to that zip code. That's okay. Good.
Actually, this explains a lot. Explains a lot of my bad mail problems I'm having. All right. Well, while you already know this answer and you're thinking about it anyway, let's get to birthdays of some sort. Somebody in Star Trek had to be celebrating something today.
Yes, that would be Peter Mark Richman. He's 87 today. He played Ralph Offenhaus on the TNG episode, The Neutral Zone. That's where he played the guy that was saying, where are my socks?
Oh.
Or, not socks. Where are my stocks?
Stocks?
Not
Wait,
socks.
Was it stocks?
Yeah, because he was in a cryogenic ship and they found the ship and he was one of three people in the ship.
So hold on though. He was complaining because he had like stock market stocks?
Yeah, because he was like from this time period.
Oh, and that was his biggest worry when he popped out of the box was where are my stocks? Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
They must be worth a fortune by now.
Yeah. And nothing's worth anything in the Picard time, right? Because everything's share and share alike and replicated and go out in space and do stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of...
And.
Yeah, and?
And he was in Naked Gun 2.5, and he voiced Spider-Man in the 90s cartoons.
The 90s ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. And he's 87 and still with us.
Yes, he's still around.
That's fantastic. I'm happy for that guy and everyone around him. All right, good deal. Cool. Well, let's move from him back to this, which apparently you knew, and I don't know how you knew it so quickly. It's a weird thing to know. When that soup first showed up.
It's true, actually. That's a good point. Yeah.
It's just really quick. Like, I thought you would have to struggle for this one. I don't know why, but it seemed like...
Daryl's a lock for soup questions, apparently.
Yeah, right?
If you're a Trek fan, a real hardcore Trek fan, you just know these things.
All right, favorite soup. Let's go around the table. If someone presents you with a hot bowl of soup, what is your preferred soup in that bowl, Brian?
Ooh, New England style clam chowder. Although gazpacho is a really close second.
Yeah, but the problem with... Okay, I'm going to take issue with both your choices.
Really?
The first one is good.
Sand.
Yeah, that sand is ahead. The worst. It's the worst thing to put in your mouth. You can't eat anything after that. It's awful. Because there's sand in it. That makes it legit.
One of the ingredients. One of the listed ingredients.
Yeah, put a half cup of sand in it. Ugh.
It says, warning, may contain sand.
Yeah, shake it because sand has settled to the bottom. That's number one. Number two, and the worst I ever had was in San Francisco. I had a bowl of what was supposed to be amazing clam chowder, and it was more sand than chowder. And I just couldn't do it. And for the whole week, I felt like I was picking sand out of my teeth.
I'm with you on that. But God, you know, I love when they serve it in a bread bowl, a sourdough bread bowl. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just a beautiful
thing.
Yeah,
just take the sand out. That's all I'm asking. Rinse those clams. Take your clam and clean it off. All right.
Take issue with the gazpacho now.
Okay. Gazpacho. Soup shouldn't be cold. That's weird.
Who says? Why?
Me. Because that's like, it's like tomato soup with a few chunks in it. Or I'm sorry, it's not like that. It's like cold V8 with a few chunks in it.
Oh, then you haven't had good gazpacho.
Well, maybe. But cold.
It should be garlicky and cilantro and
cilantro. Oh, I'm in.
That's the Italians trying to be all creative. That's like them going, hey, what if this was cold?
it's a Spanish soup.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, gazpacho. No, it's Italian. It sounds Italian to me.
When you say it like that, it does. Gazpacho.
Me and the Pope, we had gazpacho. Well, hold on, now I gotta know. Gazpacho soup.
And burritos, too.
Origin. Okay, here it is. Gazpacho.
I'm gonna say Spain as opposed to Mexico.
Gazpacho, tomato-based soup. Originating in the southern Spanish region of Andalusia. You're totally right. I could have sworn that was Italian. I mean, it sounds Italian, doesn't it?
Well, when you say it with that Italian accent, it does. It seems to fit, but I mean, it's a Latin name. Latin languages are very similar.
The original name was the Gazpachos Mancheros. Now that sounds Spanish.
Yes.
I would eat at a restaurant called
Gazpachos. All right, so what's your, so move on to your soup.
All right, mine is, let's do Daryl first. Daryl, what do you say?
Well, I'm not a big soup person, but I love clam chowder too, the white kind.
Mm-hmm. racist. That's fine. Daryl knows what kind of soup he likes. I think I like...
And chili, too.
Yeah, chili's all right. But it's not chili, really... Is that a soup, though?
You can't really call that a soup.
It's well, not a really, stew or a goo. It's definitely not a soup, though, right? It can't be a soup. It eats like a meal. It's like a mammoth. I can't think of what you would call that, though. There's probably another name. What is chili? Chili is classified as what? Chili.
Is it a stew?
Is classified. Here, chili classification. A capsicum? What? I can't find it. Someone figure that out, chat room. That's okay. A hard one. Go down that rabbit hole for us, will you please? For me, it's really good, authentic, non-creamy, just like a really good tomato, like tomato basil soup. Hmm. Oh, man. That sounds so good right now. And if I'm being honest, good old fashioned homemade chicken noodle. I like a good, really good chicken noodle soup.
You like the traditional, like the
comfort
the
foods.
Good old hearty soup. The good old
something grandma'd make, right?
Sure.
Not gazpacho. Not something wood that fell off the
and soup
fell off the back of some Spanish gazpacho truck. Actually, I don't hate it. It's just I think it's weird. That's all. Tastes fine.
There's no law that says soup has to be hot.
Yeah, I did have a funny experience with a friend. We went to this place that supposedly had really good gazpacho and all this like authentic food, and I can't remember the name, but we were in there, and he says, "What's the soup today?" And they go, "Oh, gazpacho soup of the day." And he goes, "Oh, sounds great. I'll have that." Comes out, takes a bite, goes, "Oh my gosh, they didn't cook it." I said, "Dude," I go, "Dude, it's supposed to be cold." He didn't believe me.
Really? That's awesome.
He had no idea.
That's what happened to me the first time I had sushi.
No, yeah. You thought it was like, something's wrong with this meat in here?
Yeah, it's not cooked. What's my fish isn't cooked?
Can you throw this in the microwave, please? All right. Let's get to the inevitable. The answer Daryl already knows. Errand of Mercy, Obsession, Paradise Syndrome, or Amok Time. Which is it?
Oh, this is tough.
50-50? Phone a friend?
Yeah, phone a friend. Something. Cash cab.
I'll just stay with my first thought.
Okay, the thing you blurted out at the top of the show. Perfect. Yeah. It's Amok Time. Let's find out.
Congratulations!
Yeah.
You're a winner!
Nurse Chapel makes the mistake of trying to give Spock some of this when he is going through Ponfar, or as it was written here, as he is go-jig through Ponfar. Here is a clip of McCoy and Kirk talking about Spock, and then Spock throwing the soup at Nurse Chapel. Ooh, my. Here you go. And it's loading. And we're waiting. And we may have a problem. And uh-oh. I don't know what's going on here. And
we could always act it out if we had to.
Let's try it again. I wish I knew the script. Okay,
when I suggested to Spock that it was time for his routine checkup, your logical, unemotional first officer turned to me and said, "You will cease to pry into my personal matters, Doctor, or I shall certainly break your neck."
Spock said that?
What is this? Prying. If I want anything from you, I'll ask for it.
I loved it when Spock got emotional. It was my favorite thing in the world.
That little scream in there is great, too.
Yeah. That was good. Chapel was out of there. All right. Well, there you go. That's your question. That's your answer. Nicely done. Daryl's the Trek Nerd on Twitter. You can find him at This Week in Trek at thisweekintrek.com and the Grumpy Cast, which can be found at the crabbygrumpyman.com/foreskin. All right. So let's get to what we always do at the end of this little thing, which is you get to play a little game on us. So what is it? What do you call it?
Well, let's just stay with this. Star Trek creature or Pokemon.
All right. I got a theme for you, and it goes like... Maybe I don't. Okay, how about this one?
Ready for instant attack?
Yes.
All right. There you go. I'm ready for instant attack. All right, go.
Nidoran.
I think I recognize that as a Pokemon. Could you spell that?
Could you use it in a sentence? The Nidoran uses earth power. Yeah. Spell that, will you?
Nidoran, like Bill Doran.
Sounds like you made that up when you just said
that. Or Duran, however you want
or
to
Duran,
say.
Or Duran, yeah.
Pokemon.
Yeah, I'll say Pokemon, I agree.
I was going to hang up on you, but yeah, that's right.
Yeah, that's right. We got it right. Take that, Daryl, you scurvy dog.
Television highlights of the news of yesteryear.
That's the only word that came out of my head. It's the news.
That's right, and it evolves into a Builderin. after several attempts at getting into the webcomic game, I've finally gotten my act together and started one. So, if you're a fan of fantasy and dragons with a touch of the post-apocalyptic, check out The Eldritch Age at jfdubow.com/The Eldritch Age. The first 8 pages will be posted daily until the 7th of April. Then the comic will update weekly with a new page every Wednesday. Hey, that's today. There should be a new page.
Yeah.
That's JF Dubeau, JFDUBEAU.com/The Eldritch Age.
Man. He doesn't have powers.
Wow, he's just man.
Man. man gets 18 months in prison for peeing on the Alamo. He will remember the Alamo at least for 18 months, it says.
You know, who else did this?
Who did this?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Oh, he peed on the Alamo?
He wore Sharon's dress and peed on the Alamo and got kicked out of San Antonio for 10 years.
I didn't know this. Really?
Yes. Yeah.
Only ever heard of the head biting the chicken. Or no. What, sure, what did he eat?
Biting the head off a bat.
Bat. It was a bat, right. not chicken. He did.
Snorting a line of ants with Faith No More. No, not Faith No More. Molly Crew.
Yes, Molly Crew, right?
Molly Crew, yeah.
And that's all I remember. What do you remember him doing that was crazy? I can tell you this. When I saw his Killer of Giants tour, I went there. Uh-huh. Saw him in concert. And he sat in a chair the whole effing time. Like, it
really?
Sucked. Yeah. So we go.
Like you performed from a chair.
Yes, a throne. So we get there, and it's Metallica opened for him, and this is like Master of Puppets or something, way early, and they weren't the headliner yet. So they opened, and they were great, man. They were good. Just that was raw Metallica, man, back in the day. They get off stage, and we're all expecting the Ozzy Osbourne we'd come to understand,
sure,
which was biting heads off bats and stuff, and doing really crazy stuff.
The Prince of Effing Darkness.
Yeah, he walks out all slow. Like some geriatric patient sat in a giant throne. I mean, the throne was cool. It was all dragony and stuff. But he sat in this throne and just sang from there the whole concert.
Oh my God. I would feel so ripped off.
I was ripped off. I mean, the music was all right. He did good.
Sure.
It was still, what's his name, playing guitar who died. He's really good.
Ronnie James Dio. Or the other guy. Ronnie James Dio. Yeah.
His guitarist that he worked with for so long on his solo stuff. Anyway.
Yeah, shoot. I can't remember his name either.
But anyway, he was amazing. I mean, his solos and stuff are just blowing our minds. And he was all over the stage. But Ozzy just kind of sat there, just chilling. Shot in the dark. He'd sing and then just sit there.
Wow.
Anyway. What was my point?
Anyway,
all right. I like that. Guy. That's good. It's a nice little anecdotal evidence that people want to pee on the Alamo.
Yeah.
He will remember
that the first.
On Monday, the 23-year-old Daniel Athens of El Paso, Texas, was sentenced to 18 months in prison and ordered to pay $4,000 in restitution after he admitted to a criminal mischief count, according to the Smoking Gun. Smoking Gun, still a thing. Remember that was like the big thing on the internet?
Oh, God, yeah. You'd go and look up celebrity celebrity rap sheets and stuff.
This is where you'd hear about it. This is before all the social media kind of stole their thunder.
Right.
The sentence was part of a plea deal reached on April 2012, incident in which Athens was caught by an Alamo Ranger. The Alamo Ranger. That's awesome. In a chained off area, not open to the public, zipping up after urinating on the historic landmark. Lest you think this is a curious sentence, rest assured, American justice may be tough, but is also evenly applied. Whatever. Huffington Post. Did you see Arianna Huffington on the Daily Show last week?
No. Oh, no. Uh-huh.
Oh, my gosh. She's crazy, dude. You need
really?
To watch it. Yeah, I was like,
I'm putting it on my notes right here. So
on the Hulu,
Daily Show from last week.
I was weirded out by her and what she was saying, and so was Jon Stewart. He was like, "What are we doing here?" Like she was weird. You need to see it. Write that down.
I'm writing it down right now.
All right, I need your opinion on that.
Yeah, as soon as I'm done here, I'm going to go up to my my Amazon Fire and go.
Daily Show.
Arianna Huffington. I wonder actually how far you could search down. How far you can?
Could you do that? Could you use names and stuff?
I know you could do Daily Show. I wonder if you can, or maybe you can search Arianna Huffington. It'll say, "Oh, she's appeared on these shows." And
there's still people refuting your claim that you can search through Hulu and Netflix content with that thing.
I did it yesterday with Family Guy. I said Family Guy, and it pulled up stuff on Amazon, pulled up stuff on Hulu.
My experience has been mixed. Where sometimes I do get results, sometimes I don't. So yeah. I can't tell. I don't know what's happening.
Refuters. Bring it on,
everybody. casual. There's another one here. This is good for you because your state now is legal to smoke the pot.
Yeah.
Casual marijuana use linked with brain abnormalities, according to a new study.
Okay.
Oh, no.
Is this a surprise?
Casual. Well, I think people...
casual. That's right. Yeah. Most people would say, okay, well, hardcore, I can understand.
Yeah. If you're sitting there all day smoking, then yes, you're probably going to have some kind of side effects. But according to this, casual marijuana use may come with some not so casual side effects. This, according to Fox News, hard hitting Fox News. For the first time, researchers at Northwestern University, I had a friend that went there, have analyzed the relationship between casual use of marijuana and brain changes and found that young adults who use cannabis just once or twice a week, that's pretty casual, showed significant abnormalities in two parts of the brain, important brain structure. Did you see my drawing I put up yesterday of the hippocampus? Did you see that by chance?
No.
You should see it. It was fun.
I'll pull it up. It's on my Extra Life?
No, I put it on my Tumblr. Let me see, actually. I can tell you for sure. I don't remember now where I put it. Oh, yeah, it's at... extralife.tumblr.com. Stop on there.
Cool.
You'll like it, I think. It's a stupid play on words, but whatever. I had fun with it. Sure. Where was I here? So the study findings to be published Wednesday. He has a big... My wife is concerned about his giant unit, though.
Now that I mention it,
yeah. It's a hippo.
Can't look away.
Hippos have big wieners. What are you going to do?
Yeah, that is a big pelvic region, though.
I think I just need to tone it. It's something about my lines. I think there's an ink line there that if I just continued it upward, it would have just looked like a front panel on a pair of pants.
Right.
But instead, it looks like a well hung hippo. Anyway, so let's see. They're similar to those past linking chronic long term stuff with mental illness and changes in brain development. And the main point with this isn't so much that some 55-year-old using it for medicinal reasons. He's not going to have a problem. They're talking about developing brains. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing. Like my sister Wendy talks about this a lot. It's the addiction isn't so much, or it isn't so much that teens are addicted to these substances or they drink too much and that means they're alcoholics. It means that the bigger issue at hand is that their brains aren't done with their heavy duty formation.
Yeah, exactly.
And because of that, you're stunting it or you're changing it or altering it or whatever. So watch out, everybody. Don't
your brain
smoke
stunts.
The pet. Yeah. let's see here. That's it for news.
Okay.
Why is that playing? Stop playing. All right. How about this now? How about one of these?
Chairman J. Parnell Thomas of New Jersey opens an inquiry into possible communist penetration of the Hollywood film industry.
It's Celebrity Poop, brought to you by...
Game Child Studios has released their first mobile game. Astro is a quick pickup little arcade game for iPhone, iPod Touch, and Android devices. Download for free at GameChildStudios.com.
Sounds good to me.
Yeah.
All right. AC/DC.
Mm-hmm.
You got your back in black. Shook me all
deeds,
night long. Dirty
your,
deeds. Balls to the wall.
Thunderstruck.
Wait, balls to the wall?
Yeah.
Is that then?
Well, big balls.
Big balls. Balls to the wall is Queensryche.
Right, right. Get
them mixed up. Fans of the iconic rockers AC/DC were left thunderstruck.
Oh.
Amid swirling rumors that the band was set to break up over health issues plaguing guitarist Malcolm Young.
Mm.
Oh, man. You think he's still just all the time in his little schoolboy uniform? Just like sitting around in a chair going, I don't feel like doing this anymore. And they say, well, maybe you should take
some underwear on.
The reports surfaced in the band's native Australia, where entertainment pundit Peter Ford said on the radio Monday, the suggestion is being put to me that the tour will never happen and we'll never see AC/DC perform a record again, unquote. Speculation continued to mount, with the Sydney Morning Herald reporting hours later that a retirement press conference could take place Tuesday in Australia. This did not happen. Although, is it Tuesday? Yeah, it was already Tuesday there, and that didn't happen yet.
Yeah.
The day, however, passed without any official word from the band. Sources told Billboard magazine that the rumored demise of the band simply isn't true. I'd be more worried about what's-his-name's voice finally giving out than Angus not being able to perform.
Right. By the way, it is Angus who wears the schoolboy uniform.
Oh, it's Malcolm is the other guy.
His brother.
They're brothers, yep. Right?
Yeah, and he just wears normal clothes.
Do you think those two are even aware that they're brothers anymore? Like sometimes I wonder, like if Eddie and what's his brother, Alex, I wonder if they even know they're brothers anymore. They're so addled and so drug induced.
Oh, geez. You think? I think that that's something that, regardless of how addled, how
how much your scrolling up to the other story, how much your casual marijuana use and your brain abnormalities.
That's true. Have you seen Eddie lately, though? Man.
Really?
Here's what you do. If you haven't seen Eddie Van Halen lately, just watch an episode of The Breaking Bad. Or not The Breaking Bad. The Walking Dead. The Breaking Bad. Watch The Walking Dead and you'll see a lot of Eddie Van Halen's walking around with blood on their face. Yeah. He looks like a zombie. He looks terrible.
Now I'm running into a different question with this AC/DC retirement article. Mm. I didn't realize AC/DC was still doing anything these days.
Oh, yeah. They haven't had an album like, what, 2 years ago?
Did they really?
Oh, it's really completely good, too, by the way.
Really?
Yeah.
Totally unaware. I thought that I thought that they hadn't released an album since, you know, like the 90s.
I'm going to find, I can't find, let's see. Is there a space between the?
Just a slash.
Is it just a slash and that's it?
Just a slash, yeah.
Oh, chat
AC
room.
AC/DC.
What's the name of that album? I wanted to play a piece. It's really good. It's actually really good. It's super, it's basically AC/DC. Black Ice, is it?
No, looking at the discography, we'll jump right there. Yeah, Black Ice came out in 2008.
Maybe I don't have this album on this machine. Oh, was that 08? So it's been a little while.
That's 08. Stiff Upper Lip 2000, Ball Breaker 1995. I think that's probably the last one that I'm aware of.
But I think I got bad memory on timing there. I thought that was newer, but it's a really good record. Worth listening to, I believe.
Yeah. Let's see.
I don't know why I don't have it here. I thought I had it.
There was a live album released in 2012, Live at River Plate.
Ah, River Plate. Don't know what that is.
I don't either.
That's weird.
Future album, 40th anniversary, and tour 2011 to the present. And
so they toured in 2011?
They toured in 2011, yeah. The Live at River Plate was recorded at a 2011 tour.
Well, I'm sure they don't have to do anything else. It's fine. You know what? Honestly.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do? I know we all love our AC/DC time, but you know what? Everyone, you know what? We're all done at some point. So it's fine. You guys have money. You have money. Just be done.
Right. But you know, they do it for the art, right? They do it for the love of the performance.
Do it for the art. David Fincher, movie maker auteur.
Mm-hmm.
Famous for Seven,
mm-hmm.
The Social Network,
Fight Club,
Fidget Club, I used to call it. What's another recent
First
one?
First rule about Fidget Club, yep. Sit still!
Yeah, your Dragon Tattoo Lady movie.
Yeah.
And I really like Zodiac, which I finally saw recently. I like Zodiac a lot.
He fires on all cylinders. I like David's style.
I like him a lot. Stuff. Yeah, his style is amazing. And mm-hmm. He's still the only movie I ever took the tape out and threw it in the snow when I was done with it.
That's what's Seven. In the box. Screw you.
I was so pissed. I think it's because Kim was pregnant. I just couldn't deal.
Yeah.
But that's the power.
I'm not even going to rewind this.
That's the power of that movie, though. I mean, it's just, that's a strong freaking movie.
Benjamin Button.
The Benjamin Button. Right.
I didn't realize he was executive producer, too, of House of Cards.
Yeah, he's, in fact, I think he directed the pilot or something. He's got some other directorial stuff going there, too. But yeah, he's...
Yep, sure enough, yeah.
Him and him and Verbal Kent all over that business. Right. Oh, I just gave something away, didn't I?
No, you didn't, because Verbal Kent is indeed his character name in The Usual Suspects.
Phew. I love that movie.
Yeah,
Fincher.
I think the statute of limitations has run out on that one.
Probably
talk about.
But it's such a good one, you know. Like of those twisty movies, that really is one of the better ones.
If you've not seen Usual Suspects, go see it.
Yeah,
you know, rent it.
See it before you see Days of Future Past. So you can see what that guy did before he did X Men movies. That's right.
Yell it into your Amazon Fire and watch it.
Yeah. Good idea. Veronica Mars is what it'll sound like to me. Right. Fincher said to be seeking a hefty $10 million upfront fee to do this the Steve Jobs movie. And he's now quit over a fight over that $10 million. He also wants all control over marketing. He's basically being Steve Jobs for some reason. I don't know what's going on here. In negotiations with the studio, Sony allowed him considerable input into the making or marketing of the 2011 film Girl with a Dragon Tattoo, including honoring his request to use the tagline "The Feel Bad Movie for Christmas" in his campaign. A source says Fincher also had the studio create metal razor blade shaped one sheet, what? One sheet materials for the film that cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to produce and were not suitable for display in theaters. What is this?
So it's like a, it's, you know, the posters that they have up outside of movie theaters?
Yeah.
They made ones that were special metal razor blade shaped posters to put in those.
And why were they not suitable for display, I wonder? Can people
who knows?
Cut
probably
themselves?
Probably because they couldn't roll them up and ship them or something.
Someone brought a giant wrist in and they were like, oh no, oh no, the temptation.
We've lost 7 employees trying to put this poster up.
But they all have a really close shave. A source with ties to Fincher and the studio say Fincher potentially could re-enter negotiations, but that the fee he's seeking is ridiculous, adding, you're not doing a Transformers here. You're not doing Captain America. This is quality. It's not screaming commerciality. He should be rewarded for success, not for upfront. All right, whatever. I just think that movie is losing something if Fincher's out. Because it's still, I think it's still Aaron Sorkin writing it. Which is a big deal. And Sorkin and him worked together before on The Social Network, which you would argue is the best combination I've ever... But it's why that movie worked so well. The dialogue was insane, and the directing was great. It's just... Mm-hmm. And then you had I wanna F you like an animal! What's his name? Nine Inch Nails, man. Trent Reznor.
Reznor, yeah.
Took me a while to get there.
Have you seen any of the Steve Jobs movies?
Like either the Jobs one, the new one?
Right. Either the one with Kutcher, or there was another one that was...
Was there another one?
There was another one before that recently, and then there was Pirates of Silicon Valley like several years ago. But,
oh, yeah, I remember that. I saw that one with
Anthony Michael Hall and Noah Wiley.
Noah Wiley, which is actually kind of fun to watch. That's a it's a little trashy, but it's fun.
But wasn't there a second movie that
I don't think so? This one's been in development hell for a while.
This was going to be this. Maybe this is what I was thinking. Yeah,
yeah, but I haven't seen the new. I haven't seen the Kutcher one. It's on Netflix. I should just watch it. Mm-hmm. Nick wants to see it.
Probably streamable. Yeah,
Nick is fascinated with Steve Jobs and his life.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a bizarre...
He really is, and he has sat with me through multiple documentaries. There's one where Steve Jobs for an hour and a half just sits in front of a camera and talks on some old lost tapes from the 90s.
Oh, wow.
There's no music, no excitement, no narration, just Jobs talking about stuff. Nick was absorbed. He freaking loved it. There's something there for him. I don't know what.
Yeah, Jobs is streaming, so you can watch the Ashton Kutcher business anytime you want.
Yeah, and it's got the guy that plays Wozniak is the voice of that funny snowman in Frozen. Have you seen Frozen yet?
Yes, finally saw Frozen.
Yeah, he's that funny snowman voice.
Really?
Yeah. Which, by the way, that snowman should have been the worst thing ever, and it was funny as hell.
It was awesome.
It was really good. So anyway, we'll see how this all goes down. I don't know what's going to happen there, but if you're fans of Fincher like me, then you're sad that this may not work with him. Mm-hmm.
Alien 3, by the way, another great Fincher movie.
I enjoyed it. I like all, that's a problem. I like all the Alien movies.
Yeah,
I was mad in 3 because you just willy-nilly destroyed all my people from 2.
That's right. You spent all this time going back to save Newt and going, you know, and all this work to rescue Hicks.
Yeah,
and then they're dead before the credits are done rolling.
Yeah, the only thing that lived is that damn dog. He still had Bishop there. Half Bishop was still
half
around.
A bishop. Yeah.
Half a Bishop. Anyway,
that's better than no Bishop at all.
I agree. Gargly voiced Bishop with his goo everywhere.
That's right.
I'm a big fan of that, and I liked 4. Even though everyone hates 4, I think 4 is fine. Joss Whedon wrote it. It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever, man. Enjoy what you get. I mean, I can't. You know, you can't pick your. You know, you can't always pick your. I can't. What am I trying to pick? You can't pick your nose. Whatever. Moving on. TweakedAudio.com is picking you for somebody who should go and pick their earbuds to wear.
Go listen
head.
To your favorite David Fincher movie.
That's right.
Tweaked Audio earbuds.
Put it on your iPad. Plug those earbuds in, and boom, you are taken away into that world. I spent a bunch of time in bed last night trying to fall asleep, and I watched trailers to try to lull myself to sleep. So I have the trailer app up. And I have my Tweaked Audio earbuds in my head, and I watched a bunch of trailers for movies I'm interested in. One of them is a Western with, what's his name? Old dude from Men in Black. What's wrong with my brain?
Tommy
Lee Jones in it.
Yep.
And he's directing it, wrote it and directed it. It looks fantastic. I love me a Western, and I love me a dude hanging from a tree someplace. It's great. And it was really better because I had these Tweaked Audio earbuds in. Go check them out today at tweakedaudio.com. Use the code STREAM at checkout. 33% off could be the discount that could be yours. if you just put that code in there. That's stream at checkout at tweakedaudio.com. Let's take a break. Got music before that or after that. We got Nicole. We got Tom. After that, we even have Kim and Sarah coming by.
Cool.
So busy, busy Wednesday. Let's go with the music first, though. What do you got?
All right. This one's going out to Colin Byrne. Hello, Brian/Scott/Mike/anyone else who may read this email. On 16 April, I will be attending an interview that could potentially change my life. Since graduating from university last year, I've been applying for jobs throughout the radio industry within the UK. Unfortunately, with every broadcaster trying to cut costs and job openings becoming increasingly rare within radio, I've yet to achieve even an interview from over 100 job applications until today. And he sent this a few days ago. One employer finally saw potential in me. And after an initial Skype interview, I've been invited for a final face-to-face interview. If I were to pass this stage, it would mean gaining my dream job would change my life for the better, finally kickstarting my radio career. Needless to say, Frog Pants has been a huge part of my life for 3 years now, with Scott and Brian being with me through the highs and lows of university and job searching. If it is at all possible on the 16th of April, I would really appreciate if Brian could play a cover of Strangers Like Me by Phil Collins, which is from the Disney classic Tarzan. After watching Frozen last December, it inspired me to go back and watch a load of Disney animation, and I'd forgotten just how great Tarzan is, along with the awesome soundtrack from Phil Collins. I've also recently discovered how brilliant the film Tangled is. If any Frozen fans haven't seen it, I would definitely recommend it, and that also has a brilliant soundtrack. Thank you. Keep up the great work. And as I am a month behind and currently just listening to TMS PM1, hopefully by the time I hear the cover, I will be in full-time employment. Signed, Colin.
Awesome.
Good luck, Colin. I hope things go well today, and I hope you get your dream job.
You got the right attitude, man.
Totally, yeah.
It's great.
And hopefully it's a fun career for you. There aren't a lot of great covers. Well, there aren't a lot of covers, period, of that song from Tarzan. In my Disney cover library does tend to skew more older, with the Bibbidi Bobbidi Boo and the the older stuff. A Dream is a Wish Your Heart Makes, blah blah blah.
Right.
However, Disney Mania 3, it's a album series that I pick up every time a new one comes out, Disney Mania, and it's a bunch of new, you know, the hot young pop performers doing covers of older Disney songs. And yeah, they do a cover of the movie of the song from Tarzan. Strangers Like Me, this is a band called Everlife. And this isn't bad at all for being kind of, you know, your 2000s pop group. This is actually kind of fun. Right. Here is Everlife and their cover of Phil Collins's Strangers Like Me.
It's a lot of zzzs. We'll be back in a minute. Everybody just hang tight, okay? Some music for you. We'll be right back.
Something. tired of lettuce and tomato hamburgers in this town that don't quite make it?
Yeah!
You say that just once you'd like your hamburger hot and your lettuce and tomato cool and crisp all at the same time?
Yeah!
Well, I say, you got it. I'm talking McDonald's new lettuce and tomato hamburger, the McDLT.
I'm talking quarter pound of beef on the hot, hot side.
And the hot stays hot.
The new McDLT.
Hot, hot.
Crisp lettuce and tomato on the cool, cool side.
And the cool stays cool.
The new McDLT.
Cool, crisp.
The beef stays hot. The cool stays crisp. Put it together, you can't resist. The hottest taste, the coolest dish.
Keep the hot, hot.
Keep the cool, cool.
McDLT. McDLT. Hot beefy McD.
Cool, crisp LT.
McD. LT.
It's a good time.
Hot beefy McD.
For the great taste.
Cool, crisp LT.
Of McDonald's.
Could be the best tasting lettuce and tomato hamburger ever.
New McD. LT.
Explain this dance and your devil masks and your fetish signs.
Scott Johnston and Brian Ibbotson doing? You know those guys got talent. This is The Morning Stream.
George Costanza keeping the hot side hot, the cool side cool.
Believe it or not, it's McDLT.
He's so funny because it's like you cannot take the George out of him, you know?
No, really can't.
Even though this
is
all before that, so.
Oh, long before it, yeah.
Yeah, years and years before. Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back.
Hello.
We're here. We're queer. Get used to it. We're going to call somebody. Who are we calling? Nicole first, I think. Mm-hmm. And
that's the usual, order.
Do recommendals. Why not? Why the hell not, I say.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. There she is. She's probably seen some stuff, done some things, would like to share with the world. That's at least my understanding of how it works.
Sure.
So I'm going to play her little theme here, and it's right here, right now. Where is it? There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, join us now for a little game we like to call Recommendals with Nicole. It's Nicole Spag, everyone. Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Oh, that's fantastic. I'm in a mood
today.
I'm
sorry. I'm a little out of it today.
Are you? Why? Why are you out of it today? What's going on?
The side of my face just started hurting.
Oh.
Oh, jeez.
Not here or here, but here.
Not so much here.
That's actually true. It's right here. I don't know. I don't know if my skin's just getting dry and nerve endings are going crazy.
Is it like a headachey thing? Kind of like an ache?
No, it's like the nerve endings are like painful. Ow. It's weird.
Did David Spade hit you with a 2x4 there while you were sleeping?
Hope not.
It feels like it. It kind of feels like it. So, yeah. Well, I'm kind of out of it.
I hope it's brief and
me too.
Not detrimental to your day. but it is good to have you here and to talk about. We missed last week, so I'm sure you've had plenty of time to see something cool.
We didn't have a chance to talk about the Fire TV.
Oh, right. We didn't. You got one too, I understand.
I did. I got it on Friday of 2 weeks ago.
What's your overall verdict? What do you think?
I love it. Yeah. It's replaced my Roku.
That's interesting. A lot of people are like, this doesn't replace my Roku. And I'm like, well, okay, great. But I mean, what'd you replace, a 2 or a 3?
Three,
really? Wow. Oh, all right. Wow. Look at you going to town.
It's faster.
My Roku too. Like it actually took the slot.
It took the slot. It's so much faster. Like the fact that I can go Justified. And then I'm watching Justified. Bubble Guppies. Watching Bubble Guppies.
What you should do is punch Mark in the nuts and then go Justified. It's like that every time.
Punch him in the Bubble Guppies and say Justified.
Exactly.
I haven't tried it out yet, but the controller arrived yesterday.
The game controller.
So I'm going to try that out and have yet another game system that I don't play.
That's why I'm holding off on it. I mean, that controller will probably go on sale around the holidays. I'll pick it up then.
Well, even Amazon's downplaying this part of it. They're kind of acting like, it does this little extra thing and it's cool and everything. And most reviews have been pretty mediocre on the kinds of games. I mean, they're forked kind of lame Android ports of games that aren't wonderful anyway, perhaps. And the controls are kind of tacked on. And so games that maybe are better with touch controls are now weird because they're not touch controls. And then, you know, it's what's going to have to happen is like actual development for the device for that to matter
specifically for it. Yeah.
But I'd still be curious to see what you think about that controller.
Yeah. And Jeannie in the chat room said her Roku isn't slow. I'm the app for Amazon Prime is horrible. It is not good. It is slow. It's clunky. It's confusing.
That could be that could be Amazon's fault, though. You know,
exactly. They're probably setting it up to fail. Right? We're like, ah, we're gonna plant this in here. But I've been doing a lot more Amazon Prime viewing, and since I started doing Hitless, that whole connection between purchasing TV shows and connecting to the device, it's just, it's awesome. So.
Right.
The only thing it doesn't have right now is the HBO Go, which whatever, it's on my Apple TV, so we turn on the Apple TV when Sunday night rolls around.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love it. It's great.
I've been pleased. I like it quite a bit. My wife really likes it. And you know, the fact that, so it's optimized obviously on the Amazon stuff, but when she's watching Veronica Mars on there, which she does daily until she's caught up, she hits play and it's like that. You're immediately getting HDTV. That whole caching buffering thing they touted is actually working really well. So
it's like learning your habits.
Yeah.
Like if you're watching certain shows like Justified, it will actually buffer the next show for you.
Yeah, the next episode and stuff, and it's cool.
Yeah.
It's really neat. Now, can you report your experience with when you search? Are you getting results from Hulu and from? Or not Hulu.
No,
I know you hate
only
Hulu,
Amazon.
But.
When you do the voice thing, it's only for Amazon. We tried it with Netflix, like going into Netflix and trying it, but it's all Amazon.
And
which
Brian,
it makes sense.
Brian's getting Netflix
getting
results and Hulu
really?
Results. Yeah.
Yeah. So. If I say Family Guy, I'm getting a list of things and it says, and it even shows the same episode available from two different sources, like buy it and own it on Amazon, or right next to it, here's the Hulu Plus one.
Weird. See, that's what I'm saying. Everybody's getting these different results.
That's bizarre.
I can't figure out what I'm doing wrong because I'm getting kind of half and half. You're getting it pretty consistently. Nicole and Tom are claiming they never see it.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
We were testing it out the first day. I'm like, oh, I wonder what it's
weird.
Sourcing.
I wonder
indexing.
What the specifics. We should try the same thing. Like we should all try Justified and see what we get.
Let's all try something we know is on Netflix and
like a Star Trek.
We tried House of Cards. Because we knew it was on Netflix.
It's also on Amazon, though. You can buy
it. It's also on Amazon, and that's the one that pulled
up. That's the one that came up? Huh. Mm-hmm.
But I think mine came up on Netflix, and it played.
Well, we need something that comes at late. That's something that we know is on all three. So is Star Trek on all three?
Maybe.
Is there Star Trek on Hulu?
I love that we're, like, doing a, like... scientific organized test. Okay, now you do
I'm gonna
this.
Do it. Yeah. No, you know what? We should just search for straight up Star Trek
sample size
and see what the results are, and then compare what's actually available on each service and see what results we got. And yes, cool. I think that's a good idea. So by the time we meet next week, that's our homework.
Okay,
all right.
I'll write
yet another item on my to do list.
All right, Nicole, you've got
Huffington.
We move on, I want to say if you haven't tried out Plex yet, it's awesome on the Fire TV.
Plex
is an app that you can use on Chromecast. You can use it on the Roku, and they had it the day of launch ready for the Fire TV, and it allows you, kind of like with Apple TV, you get access to your whole media server, and that's what it does. It
lets you stream from a computer someplace all your files and stuff.
Holy
crap! You just changed my life. Really?
Yeah. So we have all of our movies on a Drobo.
Yeah,
so
I've got
digitized everything.
Drobo.
I don't know that.
It's okay. It's fine. Okay. It's good. Brian Ibbotson could tell you sometime. He'll let you know.
but it allows you to tap into that file, and the organization, so it organizes by genre. It's actually better organization than the Apple TV.
That sounds great.
It's really nice.
I'm in.
So it works with your iTunes, whether it's on, or is it iTunes? Does it work with a folder full of files that you share?
It connects to your home network.
Awesome.
There's a paid upgrade service. I think it's like $79 for the lifetime that you can then start watching your movies or shows or whatever from your home network outside of your network.
Oh, really? So you're at a hotel in Hoboken and you decide you want to watch that episode of Lost you have in your iTunes back at home, and it works.
Yep.
I'm into this.
Plex. P-L-E-X.
Yeah, I'm looking at their site. It looks really good. Yeah, okay.
It's 99 cents right now, too. And I'm on.
You've convinced. You convinced me. You've sold me. You are now a Plex representative. You should receive a commission.
Well, it's free. It's free to download, I think, to add the channel.
Well, the app. So if you want the app, it's on sale right now while the during the launch of this thing.
Phone.
Yeah. So 99 cents instead of $5 or whatever.
You set it up on your computer.
Yeah.
Whatever, wherever your shows and stuff are living.
Your media, right?
Yeah, your media. And you set your computer up as a media center, and then it connects through the, but the app on the Fire TV and on the Roku, those are free.
Yeah, that's the main thing for me is this connectivity to those devices are what I want.
Yeah. Yep.
Doing it through Apple's thing is always fine if all you're tied into is iTunes and stuff, but to have this open up to all my other media, that's awesome. All right. Well, there you have it. Nice job. Nice job. All right. Give us three things we should be watching on these damn things. Since we have these devices, what should we be watching, I suppose?
All right. So I know you've already talked about Captain America 2, but I'm really happy that I got to go see it at the theater. And I love Scarlett Johansson. And in fact, I have a little something for you to play because this to me is Scarlett Johansson's best work. Mm. It's queued up to the time. Frame. So if you get a chance, play it. So today's theme is going to be Scarlett Johansson because I just love her and I loved her role in Captain America 2.
She was great.
What, are you kidding me? How can you not have porcelain fountains all over your house? Look at this one. Look at that one. People are going to see these things.
So wait, this is SNL or something?
Yes, that's the, I love that. We're not porn stars anymore.
No. She plays this. They're doing a different commercial.
That's right. It's a different commercial.
That's the porcelain fountain. She also does chandeliers. She's like, look at this one. How about that one over there? You know, they're in Jersey. So they're fancy call.
I like her generally. I didn't like her so much in Avengers. I thought she was just kind of two-dimensional. I thought she was really, really good and fleshed out in Winter Soldier. Amazing in there.
I agree. 100%.
A key part of that movie, and not just because they put her in a ton of it, but the relationship with her and Steve Rogers and how that works in the comics was so well portrayed here. Mm-hmm. And that friendship is a really interesting friendship. It always has been. And to see her kind of expose herself for who she is for the kind of the greater good speaks to the evolution of that relationship and what it means to be, who you are, full disclosure, like not trying to hide who you are is a very Steve Rogers, Natasha kind of relationship. Mm-hmm. That's just awesome. She was great in it. Really liked it.
Do you think they'll do a Black Widow?
It's already in the works.
Is it?
Yeah, she's really? Making good. Her own movie, so that's happening.
Well, she's pregnant now too, so that they're kind of having to work around.
Whoops, I refreshed. Didn't mean to. is she? And they have to work around her. The Avengers has to work around her belly. Is the deal I heard.
Right.
But let's see. Black Widow movie. I'm just going to look this up. Make sure I'm telling you right. Because last I heard, this was all happening. Black Widow. So why isn't it coming up? I don't know. There it is. Okay. Black Widow movie. News. The Winter Soldier scene that Scarlett Johansson something. Okay, forget about that. Marvel is still so the latest we got here is March 25th. Marvel is considering a Black Widow movie spinoff. They're just trying to make all the right deals. My guess is yes, you'll get one.
Yeah. I would look I'm looking forward to that. Because because of Captain America 2. I wanted to know more about her and kind of her backstory and whatnot. So I started going through the list of her films, and there are a lot of her movies that I just really enjoy. Unfortunately, a lot of them are not streaming, like The Girl with the Pearl Earring, Match Point. These are really, really great movies. None of them are streaming. Mm-hmm. So I have a few that I have recommendations. There's only a handful that are actually on Netflix and Amazon Prime, but one that you can get through Hitlist is a 2006 film called The Prestige.
Oh, yeah.
With Hugh Jackman, Christian Bale, Michael
Caine. It's the
Caine.
Wolverine versus Batman movie.
Yes.
Directed by Christopher Nolan. That's a fantastic... Yeah. And Black Widow's in it now. So And I'm sorry, so is the freaking butler from Batman. I can't remember his name.
Yes, Alfred.
Alfred, yeah. That's a hell of a team up, that whole movie.
It really is.
Yeah. Wow.
It's about two rival magicians in there's even Nikola Tesla as a Tesla.
We'll go with Tesla.
He invented the rock band.
Yeah, he invented that band in the 80s I loved so much. Nikola.
It's a character. He's a character in the film as well. But I really enjoyed that movie.
Any chance movies have to put Tesla in their movies, I think they should. I think he's such a fascinating, interesting historical figure. But yeah, his portrayal in there is pretty interesting. It's a great movie.
Did you see this one, Brian?
I did, yeah. Oh, love that movie. Actually, bought it on, about both that one and The Illusionist. There were two that came out.
Yeah, that was Edward Norton.
Yeah, that was the Deep Impact to Armageddon moment.
Yes.
But the cool thing about they were both good in that case. It wasn't like one was superior in tons of ways. They were very different, I thought, and I liked them.
Yeah,
I liked them a lot.
So too. Yeah. Yeah. So you can get that on Hit List. That's pretty much the only place you're going to find it for now. So it may come out in Netflix arena eventually. There's also another, this one's a lighthearted movie. It's funny. I like it. It's the 2007 movie, The Nanny Diaries, based off of a book.
Mm.
So Scarlett Johansson plays the nanny, and it's like an inside look into like the high society New York family of how nannies are treated. The book is actually based off of a true story. And it's funny, it's kooky, it's, you know, sweet, because she's kind of holding off her career to kind of earn extra money, and she gets an inside look at how like the help is treated in like rich New York City. And she writes a tell-all book about it, basically. Have either of you seen this one?
No, I make it a personal rule not to see any movie with the word diaries in the title.
This is actually a
Vampire Diaries.
I know,
Red Shoe Diaries.
It's kind of silly, but there's goofy moments. It's not your Avengers. It's not, right. But it's sweet. And then the relationship between her character and the little boy, because the little boy is neglected, and you just feel for the little boy, and he acts out. And actually, Captain America, I think, is in this one too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, Chris Evans.
Chris Evans is in it. I forgot he was in it.
He's a little thinner.
As a love interest.
He's a little thinner, isn't he? In there.
Well,
because my gosh, he's a specimen.
He hasn't had his super serum yet.
I look at him in this thing,
and spider rays.
I start questioning my whole life when I see him in a tight shirt. Yeah, that's good. That sounds interesting. I might see it. By the way, other movies with diaries in the title that Brian will avoid: Chernobyl Diaries, Bridget Jones Diary, Basketball Diaries. That one's all right.
Wasn't there a Princess Diary?
Probably.
Princess Diaries.
Princess Diarrhea.
Princess Diaries with... that's a sweet film.
Is it?
Movie.
Princess Diarrhea or Princess Diaries?
No. Because
there's two.
It's Princess
Anne
Diaries.
Hathaway, right?
Anne Hathaway, yeah.
Motorcycle Diaries is all right. That was okay.
These are lighthearted. You know, I don't want to...
No, you're not trying to heavy hand us. No. Yeah, I can't. Every week can't be some horrible dire thing. I get it.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Laura Linney is in this.
Oh, she's all right.
Yeah.
She's a little weird. Her eyes bug me, but whatever. She always looks freaked out.
She does. Yeah. It's always surprised.
Like that.
Upset.
Yeah. Or stressed, like she was in Truman Show all the time.
Just, right.
Well, they're going to find out this is all fake. And she always looks like that.
Yeah.
I don't blame her. I mean, it's fine. It's how you're born.
Laura Linney.
It's what you got. I bet when she sleeps, she just has a normal face. Her eyes don't close. They're just normally open. So, all right. Number two. What do we got for number two?
That was number
two. Oh, give me number three. Sorry. I meant three.
Number three. Well, I was going to ask, do either of you have a favorite Scarlett Johansson movie?
Cap 2 might be at the top of the list, but I really like Lost in Translation.
I would say her.
Oh, I forgot about her.
If I'm ruling out the Marvel movies, because I'm with Scott, Cap 2, Avengers, I mean...
She's really good in both those.
She's really good, especially her introduction in the Avengers is just fantastic.
You know what?
Her.
She's not given enough credit for Horse Whisperer. She was young, and no one knew who she was then, but she's really good in that.
Never even seen that.
Yeah, it's good.
Lost in Translation.
Oh, I thought you were making joke.
No, she really is in that. That's like her debut thing. It's like her first movie or something.
It's kind of like finding
that what's his name or what's her name. I can't think of her name. She looks like a dude. She was in the She was in the... No one puts baby in the corner. Not baby in the corner. The fighter one. The girl fighter that Clint Eastwood's in charge of.
Okay, yes.
What's her name?
Million Dollar Baby.
Yes.
She was the next Karate Kid.
Yes, that's my point, is that was her first thing. And nobody ever looks back and goes, hey, Karate Kid, what the hell are you doing? So Horse Whisperer is kind of her... her thing. But Lost in Translation, if I had to, if you had to say, all right, Scott, one thing where she's really, really amazing, I think probably that movie.
I'm surprised you guys didn't bring up Ghost World.
Ghost World.
I don't think I've ever seen Ghost World.
That's a, you can, so Lost in Translation is streaming on Netflix. Mm-hmm. Surprisingly, you can actually watch that one. Ghost World, it's a friendship kind of film. And it's based off the comic book or the comic series too, right?
Her and Thora Birch.
Thora Birch. They play a prank on what's his name?
Steve Buscemi, right?
Steve Buscemi.
Yeah,
so he's an older nerdy character, and they're
you're telling me Steve Buscemi's playing an older nerdy character? Are you kidding me? Sorry, just had to throw that out.
But he plays that role, and they're kind of. They're pranking him, and
I forgot this movie. Yeah,
yeah. One of the girls kind of starts to warm up to him, and it's the story of their friendship and how they're changing. And at times, the first time I watched it, it was a little slow for me. Mm. But I also wasn't familiar with the comic book series.
Is Thora Birch the girl with the flower on her gut in American Beauty?
No. She's the daughter, Kevin Spacey's daughter in American Beauty.
I get them mixed up.
Yeah,
I apparently watched this, according to Netflix. God, I love this. I watched this on September 7th, 2003. I watched Ghost World.
Oh, really?
Yes.
But how can that be? Because Ghost World is 20. Oh, you're right. It's 2001.
2001.
Yeah. Okay. All right. When was Ghost Whisperer?
Ghost Whisperer?
Yeah. When was that? That was
Horse Whisperer.
Horse Whisperer. I keep saying Ghost.
That's like a TV show, right? The Ghost Whisperer? Like,
yes, it is. With
Horse Whisperer 1998.
Jennifer Love
'98. There you go. She was also in Home Alone 3. She was Molly Pruitt in Home Alone 3. So there you have it.
Huh. So I will tell you, there's a film that's going to be coming out soon that I have to see that Scarlett Johansson is in. It's called Under the Skin.
No, Lucy's the one you want to see.
Oh, I want to see Lucy too, but I want to see Under the Skin.
Okay.
All right. I'm curious because I sent Tom the book that this film is based off of. And I'm curious that if he read it.
Alien seductress preys upon hitchhikers in Scotland.
Ooh. Yeah. Watch the trailer for Under the Skin. It's freaky.
Sounds like Species. It's like a Species spinoff. That's what it reminds me of. All right. Well, sure. Why not? I like sci-fi. I'm in. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
It's already got good reviews in here.
All kinds of Scarlett Johansson goodness today.
Yes. Check it out. Nicole does lots of cool stuff, and you can follow her on Twitter, Nicole Spag.
Yeah.
And there's always something going on, so make sure you're checking that out.
Yeah, playing a Nerdtacular.
Working on your tracks.
Yeah, if you're going to Nerdtacular, planning
some
stuff.
Be sure to wear flowers in your hair.
Yeah.
I'm planning some of the podcasting tracks because we're going to have a lot of podcasts recording live.
Yeah.
So I have a straw poll up. You can find it on the Tadpole Facebook page as well as in my Twitter feed. So head on over.
And don't, when you see it, don't go, wait, where's FilmSack? Where's Butt? We're talking about all the, I don't want to call them secondary to call them, as a pejorative. I just mean that they're in addition to what I'll be doing
once
with the main
track. I'm
contractually obligated to make sure that there's a FilmSack and a Morning Stream.
Right, this is all happening.
So those will happen.
Those are all the things I'm doing are still happening. It's just that these are things I'm not in. That will also be happening.
Trying to give you a little break.
Yeah,
Scott.
It's going
to
be great. Yes, do check that out. Again, Nicole Spag on Twitter is the best place to find all these links, these things, these happenings, these goings on. All our best to Mark and the boy.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Mostly the boy. Oh, happy birthday to Mark.
Happy birthday, Mark.
Yeah, that kind of went under the radar. He's such a quiet dude that doesn't tell anybody about anything anyway. Like, he's not one of those guys that goes, well, I'm having a good birthday today, hoping he gets a ton of replies. He doesn't do that. He's not that kind of guy. He's humble. Yes. He's down to earth. He's Italian. So anyway, happy birthday to him. May his 45th be as good as the 44th. Bye now. All right. He's really not that old. He's like 35 or something.
No. All this Horse Whisperer and Ghost Whisperer talk, we, forgot to wish happy birthday to the Wood Whisperer.
Oh, that's right. All the whisperers. Did you ever see that show, that Ghost one?
Never saw the Ghost Whisperer or Horse Whisperer.
Me neither.
I make it a rule not to watch movies with the word Whisperer in the title.
I avoid them. They're hard to say.
Whisperer.
Difficult to say.
Yes.
All right. We're going to get Tom Merritt on the
You know
the
what's not difficult to say is Ace Detect.
Is Ace Detect? Is that not hard to say?
That's not hard to say at all.
Well, if I could find his damn thing. Here it is.
With the computer, as with any tool, the concept and direction must come from the man.
The man in question is one, or is a Tom Merritt. Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, man. Hey. What's going on? I feel like it was a week since we last spoke or something or more.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Actually, it has.
I suck, and I miss a Current Geek a month these days because I'm always traveling. Apologies for that.
Oh, yeah, you suck. You went to a high school and helped inspire a generation of our youth. You suck. You're the
worst.
What
a waste.
Yeah, what a waste of time. How'd that go, by the way? Everything go well?
Yeah, actually, it turned out great. I was pleased. Yeah, technically, there are things I would have done better. But I think overall, it turned out great. Students seem to enjoy it. Teachers seem to be all right with it. My hometown newspaper did like a half of the front page story about it in the Tuesday edition.
Wow.
Which they're only out Tuesdays and Thursdays. It's only a twice a week.
That's fantastic. Well, look at you.
So my parents are, my mom's proud, my sister's proud.
That's good. They should be proud. That's a cool thing you got to do. But it just feels like I have not talked to you in so long.
I know.
It's weird. But
I was just having such a good time hanging out in the chat room, talking about stuff that I was like, oh, what? Someone's calling me. Oh, right. I have to be on that show.
Oh, that's right. That's a thing you got to do. Well, we're thrilled to have you. This comes on the week where Amazon decided it wants to get into every business. And I don't know if that was what you had on tap today, but I did want to get your opinion either way on that phone. They got leaked.
Yeah, sure. No, Amazon banking coming soon, I would assume, right? Mm-hmm. Like, what's left?
Yeah, what else do you got to do? You run the internet now. I mean, everything's based on your servers.
They deliver your groceries. they have your television. Yeah. You can buy pretty much anything under the sun from them.
They're caching your web content. They're doing everything.
Right. Oh, and today they announced that any book that you've ever bought can be automatically added to your Goodreads library. Also, any personal documents you've ever sent to your Kindle are now available in your Amazon Drive, free of charge.
Gosh, dang. Wow. So, making a real push,
aren't
they?
Those are just side notes, right? Yeah. Like, what is up with Amazon?
Well, what do we know about this phone? It's like a weird 3D thing. I can't quite get my head around it.
Yeah, it's funny. The big leak this week was from Boy Genius Report about the pictures of the phone, which I find hilarious.
Yeah.
Not that I don't disbelieve that these are actually pictures of the phone. I'll go ahead and say, sure, why not? Yeah. They're pictures of the phone because who can tell?
Yeah, who knows?
Mm-hmm. They're encased, and Boy Genius Report even says, they're encased in a protective case to prevent people from being able to tell what the phone looks like.
Right.
So you can't tell what the phone looks like. And pretty much everything else in the Boy Genius Report article has been rumored before, but it's them saying, our source told us that, yes, this rumor is definitely true. This rumor's true. This rumor's true. It's all still totally rumor, of course. Mm. But yeah, this 3D interface takes advantage of extra cameras on the phone so that it tracks your eyes and tracks your face.
Wow.
And can make a 3D image appear on the screen without needing any kind of glasses or anything like that.
So kind of a DS or 3DS sort of effect or something to that effect.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's the same general effect exactly because you don't have to wear anything. You just look at the screen and it knows. But I don't know if it's doing the lenticular thing that the 3DS does. I'm not sure how it creates the 3D. That was hard to tell. The screen looked flat in that picture, but, you know, it's not real detailed.
Well, as always with these things, all we can do is speculate, obviously, because it's very little info and it's pictures you can't do much with and all that. But what would something like that be good for? I'm trying to think of practical uses outside of the one-time gimmick of, hey, look, this looks like 3D. Is that all it's meant to do? Or do you think there's other applications with the eye tracking and, you know, is that them saying, ooh, they sure looked a lot at that one corner ad that we had placed. We need to give him more ads like that? I mean, I don't know. Whatever
they announce this thing, I'm sure that they'll throw out a couple of scenarios and we'll find out just how good their imagination has been at what to use this for. Photos is going to be the big thing, right?
Yeah.
You take a photo with those extra cameras and then on your phone you can see it in 3D of your kids and your puppies and whatever.
Sure.
Gaming obviously is going to be something that they'll have built some special apps to take advantage of it. But yeah, I don't know outside of that. I guess you could get some 3D movies from the Amazon store potentially and play them in 3D.
That's a good point. Yeah. I guess content could be delivered that way.
I say that knowing that, oh, sure, there's all kinds of medical applications and, you know, other scientific applications. And I'm sure there's people out there thinking of things that you could use it for, but they're not things that fit neatly into the current smartphone universe.
Yeah.
So
there's only, they'd have to generate demand for something that doesn't seem like as much demand.
Right. Amazon's not making a medical device. That's actually BlackBerry's job now. They just bought a medical company. And I think that's really smart for them to like target that industry. But that's not what Amazon's doing here. They're coming up with a consumer device. So I think it's just flashy, like, ooh, isn't that cool?
Yeah.
My interface is 3D.
Mm. Right.
There does seem to be a general, especially from the Android crowd, there seems to be just kind of a general malaise to anger every time Amazon announces a new product of some sort. I don't quite understand it. It's a little bit strange to me that them getting into this market with so much, you know, competition. I think that's good for all of us, no matter who our loyalties lie with. I don't understand why the Android people are so ticked. Is it because they've kind of walled off this forked version of Android?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, the spirit of Android is open as long as you use Google's things.
Right.
but Google has been very good about saying, you know, you can use Android without our things. You just can't then install the Gmail app and all of that sort of stuff when you sell the phone. Yeah. And most manufacturers are like, no, we want that stuff and it's worth it. And then Google has stayed out of it. Even so, when they owned Motorola, which they still technically do, but they're getting rid of it, they said, we're going to wall that off and we're not going to play favorites. And they haven't. And so what Amazon's doing seems against that spirit, if you're a Google fanboy especially, to say like, actually, we're going to just take that Android for free and we're going to skin it and use it our own way. We're not going to participate in the Android universe. Also, Android fanboys really sensitive about accusations of fragmentation in the operating system because it's not really fragmentation. It's just like kind of rolling out support in a staggered manner versus all at once.
Right.
And Amazon is actually fragmenting. They're like, yes, this is a different Android. This is not compatible with the other
Android. Yeah, and where it's going to go moving forward, it's almost like they've got their own OS now. It's not even roots, but it's really effectively. Absolutely. Yeah.
You know what it's very similar to? And I hadn't thought about this till you said that. OS X is built on FreeBSD.
Sure.
So it's like FreeBSD is Android at the root. It's an open source Linux Unix-ish operating system that someone then took, skinned, and made proprietary. And that's what that's what Amazon has done with Android.
Yeah, and it makes, I guess it, why it made sense in desktop, but in some people's mind doesn't make sense on phone, is more about the atmosphere of Android being open than it is about this being
it's
good or a bad idea.
It's more about the fact that most people had no idea FreeBSD existed.
Right, that's a good point, actually.
And everybody knows Android.
That's true. Having played around with a command line in FreeBSD, I'm sure glad it looks the way it does on OS X. That's all I can say about that.
Well, you don't have your terminal open?
No, not right now. I kind of don't like playing around in there. Not really a fan. I'm a UI guy.
I actually do like playing around. It always makes me feel like a real computer person.
You have power when you do that.
Yeah.
You could kill everything if you wanted in one fail keystroke.
I'm going to DEL this right now.
Well, it's interesting, and I'm stoked when more competition comes. And as a guy, it comes from a kind of an iOS loyalist sort of position. I like what I'm getting over there. I don't have a problem with this as a way of spurring the industry. And then once in a while, a product will come out. I mean, I know you were a little bit kind of back and forth or lukewarm on the overall reaction to the Fire TV, but I love that thing.
Were you ever able to replicate the result of getting the Netflix version?
So a little bit, not entirely though. And then Brian over here. Mm-hmm. Is getting it every time.
I get it on everything, yeah.
He's getting voice search results for Hulu and for Amazon and for Netflix when he does a voice search
for Amazon and Hulu, because I don't know Family Guy's on Netflix, but it should be. It would have to be, right?
Well, that's a good point. I think there's some older episodes on there, but you are definitely getting Hulu results when you do that, right?
Yep, absolutely.
So maybe it's only some apps are and some aren't. Like, my biggest problem, I guess, is that Amazon hasn't been very clear about this. And they still haven't been very clear about it. They haven't really definitively come out and said, hey, our voice search is only searching through Amazon Prime or whatever this truth is. They haven't really said. And that's annoying to me because that wouldn't be hard to do. And because you got up and said, as much as I like this device, and I really do, I think the messaging is a little weird because when they got up on stage or whatever that was, their little presentation, they made this huge deal about how it searches everything and voice search is so simple and it works and it's so this and that. Well, it's only really valuable if the entire device and everything on it is a searchable thing, not just your little walled garden.
Just total spin.
Yeah, very much so. But then everybody's having these different results. Brian's seeing results from Hulu. I'm seeing, I definitely got Netflix results for House of Cards because it started to play when I did a search after. It wasn't something I had to pay for. Right.
Yeah.
So
what we'll do, so we're doing a little bit of a test, Tom, and we'll pull you into this as well. But Scott, Nicole, and I are each going to go do like search for Star Trek. Using the voice,
which will have many results, TV, movie. I mean, we'll get a big range to choose from.
Exactly. And we're going to see if we all get the same results.
Oh, good idea. Yeah, I'll try that.
But this is the worst part about all this is none of us should have to do this. This should be clear from them messaging wise what we're getting results from. So when Kim says Veronica Mars at 10 o'clock, I know where it's where she's getting it. And it isn't from a place I didn't know she was getting it or whatever. So, yes. Let's do that all together. Let's have a little game. Let's play a game. Let's do some homework.
Let's do it live.
Amazon Fire Off.
And everyone film it. I'll edit it together in one big video. And
Scott can have a big handkerchief and go 3, 2, 1, fire.
Exactly. Looking forward to it. Tom, always a pleasure to have you on. Daily Tech News Show coming up later today. Anything else happening we would like to mention here?
Absolutely. FSL Tonight Kickstarter has been launched. If you're interested in following the action of the Skaro Exterminators or the Cylon Raiders or the San Francisco Federation defending champions in the FSL in 2014, and you haven't done so already, head over to FSLtonight.com, click on the Kickstarter, and pick your reward. Help us get the season together for 2014. We're doing well. We're about, I don't know, a little over 20-25% funded already, and it's only been up for a week, so it's looking good. But I just want to let everybody know if you're into the FSL, which, you know, the All-Star game will be broadcast live from Nerdtacular, the championship broadcast live from Dragon Con. We're looking forward to the season. We're all amped up. There's even an off-season episode up in the FSL Tonight feed where we cover the Hoth Stove League.
Oh yeah, I saw
which that. Which is, you know, about Mr. Tove from Hoth, who brings all the general managers together to talk trades in the offseason. It's always winter meetings.
I like that you're doing the offseason coverage as well, because who's going to if you're not? If it's not you, then who is what I would ask. Yeah. That's great. FSLtonight.com is the website. And, of course, the Kickstarter, just search for FSL. And that new episode or that you're talking about is actually up on the mega feed as well, so people can check that out.
Awesome. Oh, that reminds me. Daily Tech News Show. We need to get into the mega feed.
Oh yeah, why haven't we been doing that?
I don't know.
We're giant idiots.
You need to mention it to you. This is the worst time.
Yeah, it's bad. Somebody the other day says, "How come that's not in the feed?" And I said, "I think it is." And then I went, "I don't know if it is. I meant to ask you." Yeah, we'll get it in there, folks. It. Don't worry.
I just wanted. I guess I wanted people to know who are listening. Like, it's not on purpose.
No.
No.
We love you. We don't hate you. We love you. Tom Merritt,
it's not
everybody.
Like I'm hoarding it. Like, no, Scott can't have it.
My precious. Exactly. All right, Tom, stay out of trouble, man, and have a great week. Yeah. Let's do this again real soon, all right?
Sounds good.
Friday. Yeah, Friday. That's right. Current Geek. Don't forget Current Geek. Carrot Cake.
Current Geek.
All right, we have with us.
Who's sitting nicely. Oh, wait. Oh, hi. You guys are just going to stand there. That'll work. Can you not hear anybody? Where's Sarah's headphones?
Oh. Are you wearing them? Oh, yeah. It blended into your hair. All right. I'm here. Hi, everybody. Hold on. There you go. Can you hear us?
I can hear you.
There we go.
Now more importantly, we can hear you.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Special.
Crazy morning here at the Frog Pants Studios.
Yeah.
It's the Geek Food Ladies. My wife, Kim, her sister, Sarah. Her last name is Brown. I don't know why I'm telling anyone that.
Nice.
What can Brown do for you?
In case you want to find her on Facebook and stalk her. Yeah.
Exactly.
That's right.
So I had a. Probably we're having food. You guys on. We're talking about food and stuff.
Food and stuff.
Food
I like
and
that.
Stuff.
Stuff. We have lots of stuff.
Here we are.
Let me ask you really quickly about cold about soup. Does it have to be hot, or do you guys appreciate cold soup?
Gazpacho is cold.
We talked about gazpacho today.
Did you have great cucumber soup recently? I could hear that upstairs,
and I told you how I think it's a little weird.
Yes, you have.
It's just a little. I just don't think
it is disconcerting if you're not planning on it being cold.
Well, and that's happened.
And you go take a bite, and you're like, "Oh, this." But Brian's right. If it says gazpacho, you know it's going to be cold.
You know it's going to be cold. Isn't there vichyssoise is another one, right? That's cold. Yeah,
that doesn't sound good either. What is that?
No, that's cold fish soup. That one.
That doesn't sound
not
good.
So much.
Can't say I'm a fan. Yeah.
Okay. How about thickened? How about thickened gazpacho, Brian?
Oh my!
You change
well, that's
your tune,
called
then.
Salsa. Oh.
Sounds even better.
Fantastic. Well, what's on the minds of you guys this week? Let's do a quick checkup here. Here we are, Month. What are we, the fourth month?
Yes, it's
month,
April.
Month four of Scott not being able to eat the foods that he used to love eating.
Right, which means I haven't made the foods that you can't eat.
So how are you holding up with all that?
I'm holding up just fine. Sarah and I cook every week still, and we're just more aware of what we're having.
You know what went really well?
What?
Sarah made, what were those?
Enchiladas.
Enchiladas, but they were chicken?
Turkey. Mm.
Turkey, sorry.
Ground turkey.
Ground turkey, that's what it was. They were my favorite enchiladas I've had in a very long time. And I think it's because it was missing the stuff that normally gives me grief. Too much cheese.
Right.
Too much sauce, whatever. This was
homemade salsa put in it instead of an enchilada sauce.
It was a really nice kind of moderate amounts of all the right stuff. And those went down fine.
They were good. I liked it. And it's all fresh ingredients. Very fresh. And
that's what you want.
The
fresh.
Uncooked tortillas that you cook yourself, and so they tend to be tastier.
Great. Aren't those good? I know.
Yes.
The ones that look like they're made out of vellum or something. All right. Yes. Another. I'm getting a call again from this person from Eugene, Oregon. Should I answer this or not?
Yeah, you should answer it.
Should I answer it right here on the show?
Why not?
Yeah.
Let's
find
out who it is.
All right.
I've heard them.
All right. We're gonna do it. Hold on. I'm gonna pull it up.
It's really me.
Hi. This is Scott. Who's this? Oh wait, it's going to my.
Too late.
Hold on. Hello. Oh, hey, who? Oh, crap, it hung up. Okay, that'll have to happen later.
Somebody at Evolution, that's all I heard. I don't know who that is.
I don't know who it is either. I wish they'd leave a voicemail. And obviously they're not TMS fans, or they'd be listening to the show right now.
Right.
Maybe they'll get it later.
We'll just let that go.
Somebody from Eugene, Oregon. And he keeps calling every day.
Yeah, and he just did it again. Because he thinks
somebody from Evolution. I've never even heard of that.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know.
That's probably a sales call. F that guy. All right. So point is, let's go back.
Okay. Go back.
Let's go back. So this has now been 4 months with no beef of any sort.
Mm-hmm.
No pork other than crisp bacon,
which is just fine.
Working fine for me. And that's really it. I still haven't, but I haven't had dairy in a year. So dairy, other than yogurt, has been off my menu forever.
So you do drink almond milk, though, so it's kind of like having dairy around.
Yeah.
You're still having things like that. So you have yogurt and eggs. Heavy Greek yogurt.
Now, are eggs still considered dairy? Or are they in the protein group?
They're protein.
What do we got now? It's like a pyramid or something. Isn't it a pyramid now?
It's a circle now.
Oh, it's
they
a
just
circle?
Change shapes, I swear.
Well, it used to be a food pyramid, right?
Right.
And at the top, you had like, what was it?
Oils.
Oils?
And fats were at the top.
Well, so they would run down to everything else?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't get it.
Fill in all the cracks? I don't know. It was
nice
never accurate. I don't know who made up those pyramids.
Olive
I think
oil
it was
drizzle.
Yeah.
All of your other
gravy
pyramid
on top.
Items.
Yeah. Gravy.
I think Nabisco made that thing up.
I don't know what happened there. But now we got Obama's, like, his wife made a new thing. Michelle's
circle of life. What?
Whatever. And then next it'll be something else.
She has their own little, you know, all natural garden on the premises. Lawn. Steve saw it, took a picture. Looks kind of small and lame.
It's like a little food garden.
Yeah.
It's on the lawn of the White House.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't exist before then.
I don't know if it existed before. That's a great
small
question.
Small and lame. I like that description. All right. Very nice. Well, I don't even know why I took us down this rabbit hole, but. What are you guys making this week? What are we having? What are we doing?
We've got Easter coming up on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, Easter Sunday.
We've decided to make a turkey.
Yeah.
We didn't make one for Thanksgiving.
We used to do ham, but
yeah.
I can't do ham, which is fine.
Don't want to do the ham.
We didn't do turkey for Thanksgiving.
If you guys want me on the shitter the whole time, that's fine. But, turkey sound like a full-blown turkey?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying, yeah.
I'm into that. That sounds great.
We're going to do a turkey.
For Easter.
Yes. And we're doing like mashed sweet potatoes, a little healthier than white.
Yeah.
Racist.
Yeah. Keep going.
Salad, a yummy salad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Julie's good at yummy salads.
Do you have any ideas for desserts?
Yeah.
No. Brian, give us an idea. Easter
for dessert.
Yeah.
For Easter dessert.
Chocolate covered eggs.
Mom always makes the overnight salad, which is like the, I think ambrosia is another term for it, but it's basically. Fruit cocktail mixed with whipped cream slivered almonds and stuff like that.
Is that good? I don't know if that's good.
It is
love
good.
That.
Sounds like something my mom would make.
Steve's mom makes something like that.
Yeah.
You put like ginger ale in the Jello to make it a little bit.
But are there marshmallows in it?
No, I don't like marshmallow.
Mm-hmm. You can, but you, yeah, no,
I'm not a marshmallow fan in Jello of any kind.
Because I remember my mom made something that to me tasted like a bowl of marshmallows slathered in mayonnaise.
Ew.
That's what
that
it reminded
was
me of.
Jello salad. I remember that.
It was really bad. That was a generational thing. I think they all made it then. They all made that. They made that weird Dorito taco salad I used to eat all the time. No,
yeah, but just so unhealthy.
My mom loved that, though.
I know. It was an easy... It's like our taco soup, but ours is way healthier.
Well, here's what you do, Brian.
Throw together fast.
Here's my recipe.
You always have the ingredients.
You get a head of iceberg lettuce. You chop that up. Put it in a bowl. Dump a ton of French dressing in it. Just a ton of French dressing in there. And then crunch up a bag of Doritos.
Wow.
Mix it in, and that my mom would serve that all the time.
She did that a lot camping.
Yeah, it was a camp food.
I can see that, because you can take it all with you without having to do much for storing cold.
And everything tastes better when you're camping.
Well, yeah.
I mean, really. You could eat a horse's left.
Desperation is why.
Yeah. And it's
desperation.
Better.
No, I don't know.
Well, that's exciting. Easter eating. Also, there's... Oh, I haven't put it up yet, but there's a new episode of the Geek Food Show. Crap's right here. I need to do that today.
Yeah.
So that'll be going up.
To it eventually.
And that was fun, because that was me, that was Steve, that was you two, and we sat around a table with Nicholas, who shadowed Kim...
Job shadowing
for school. Shadowed her podcasting efforts and helped find articles for the conversation and helped you cook and make meals and do the blog stuff and all that, right?
Yeah, it was really fun to have him on there.
Yeah, so check that out. Frogpants.com/geekfood. Uh-huh. Anything else you guys want to mention?
I might make a key lime pie for you.
I'm down
Easter,
with that.
So
love key lime.
Can you do that?
Of course I can.
Homemade crust?
Of course I can.
What's in the crust?
Butter,
beef,
flour,
beef and pork,
a little sugar, and powdered sugar, not
sesame seeds, and all the things that aggravate your freaking colon bubble or whatever.
No, everything in it you can have.
Okay, good. Well, you'll I'm like looking
it.
Forward
it's not
to it.
Be healthy, but it's gonna be good.
And we're eating here, which is great.
Yes,
because I have a lock on the store, and I can come in here and hide from everybody.
Nice.
That's great. Well, it's frogpants.com/geekfood. The Geek Food on Twitter, right?
Yep.
Geek Food and the Geek Food on Instagram.
Yep. That's
and
email us.
Yeah, email them. Geekfood@gmail.com, is it?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We have that address?
Yes,
yeah,
we do. Geekfood@gmail.com. All right, that's going to do it. Thanks, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a fantastic day.
You too. Happy Easter. Bye, Brian.
Oh, happy bunny day, everybody. All right, we're back. We're back. Brian, we got...
Anytime we have them on, it just makes me hungry.
I know, that's the problem.
I'm going to go eat something now.
Kills me. I'd even eat marshmallows and Doritos right now. That's how I got it. Emails, a couple of them real quick, yes. Brought to you by
Experience Points, making a comeback in Read Retro at Read Retro on Twitter, issue number 2. Subscribe today using code FROG and get 40% off the cover price. That's bit.ly/retrofrog.
Greetings, Salsa and Barbacoa. This is from Jordan from Ohio. About a month and a half ago, I started a job as a prep cook at the Chipotle Mexican Grill. I like that place. Mm-hmm. Although they're making original television programming for Hulu. What the hell's going on with that?
What?
Yeah, that trailer they keep showing on Hulu with Ray Wise in it about the exploding cows.
Yeah.
That's a Chipotle production.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's crazy. I know that they did the whole thing with Willie Nelson, you know, wow, they're really branching out into a
really
whole
weird.
Like,
I think.
Yeah.
Anyway, I used to dread being in at 7 a.m. to open my prep line, dice pound after pound of onion chop, pan after pan of lettuce, and so on. But my boss informed me that I could listen to music on my headphones for the 4 hours ish I had before the store opened. So now it's all frog pantry all the time in my ear holes, and the hours just fly by. It is fantastic. Do you gentlemen go to Chipotle? What do you normally order? If you haven't, shame on you. All natural food is delicious and delicious for your body. Love the burrito, though. Jordan from Ohio. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like it, though.
I love Chipotle. Yeah, I do the, I usually do the carnitas with black beans, white rice, and the corn salsa.
Yeah.
A little bit of pico de gallo thrown in there.
The corn salsa is good.
Yeah.
You're not wrong about that.
No, that's the way to go.
Steven wrote in, says, hey, Scott. On TMS 576, you talked about doing a totalitarian simulation from your days at Brighton High School. Mm-hmm. I went to Brighton High School, graduated 2002, and went through the totalitarian state as well.
Oh, wow.
This is definitely an intense and unforgettable experience. Two things I distinctly remember that the audience might find interesting. Number one, we had to memorize some of the things and recite them when the party leaders asked us to. We had to do the same thing. I remember that they were very strict on making sure you repeat them perfectly. In one class, I had to say one of the articles, sing one of the articles, and then blanked on the third article. And when I was demoted and called out harshly the next day, we all had to memorize a chairman song. I spent hours making sure I memorized it and agonized over it. These days, I still hate the music it was done to. Number two, towards the end of the simulation, the chairman was basically put on a godly pedestal, and we all had to bow down as he cleansed us. I remember doing it, but crying and hating myself the whole time. The simulation was a powerful experience and one that I both loved and hated. Despite Scott's disregard for party chairman, I still love the show. Steven. I am with you, dude. That was a hell of an experience, and hearing that they don't do it anymore makes me sad because I feel like there was some value in it. It really hammered home this idea that societies do get into this place where people are given too much power and you are at their whim, and it sucks. Like that's the whole point. And I don't know, made you really appreciate what freedoms you do have. So there's that. That's emails.
Very interesting.
Yeah, it was interesting. Send us an email or send us a thing or whatever. themorningstream@gmail.com. We'll read them here on the show. Frogpants.com/TMS on Twitter. Morningstream Scott Johnson in Coverville. We're out.
Yes, sir.
Want to do some music?
Let's do some music. Okay. Let's close out with another song. This one, I'm sorry, Scott. It's going to be your favorite style, which is collegiate a cappella.
Yay! Boo!
This one's good, though. You might like this. Hello, Scott and Brian. I wanted to share some amazing news with you. As I was listening to your show today, my wife surprised me by showing up to my workplace without me knowing. I was minding my own business, listening to you guys go on about diverticulitis and how it ruins Super Bowl parties, when she tapped me on the shoulder. I turn around, and there she is holding an envelope. Inside was the pregnancy test that she took just a bit earlier, telling me that we were on our way to having our second child. I want to let you know that I love the show and know will always be stuck in my memories that I was listening to your great show when I found out my life was about to get much more awesome. I would like to request a cover of My Name is Jonas by Weezer. We've had the name Jonas Ryan chosen for a boy since we had our first child, Julia, in 2009. I love the show. Listen to it every chance I get. You guys are fantastic. And from what I hear on the shows, great role models for dads everywhere. Aw. Keep up the great work and keep being awesome. Mike from Muncie, Indiana. He's a Muncie man.
Yeah, a Muncie man, see? Where am I hearing Muncie from? Muncie's from...
Not the Shawshank Redemption, the other Coen brothers with Tim Robbins.
That's it. The Hudsucker Proxy.
Proxy, yes.
There you go. Love that movie. Man, I love that movie.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. Anyway.
Let's go watch Coen brothers movies. Screw this.
All right, I'm good with you. Yeah, exactly. Let's wrap up the show and do that. All right. This is from their album Creative Outlet. Great name for a band called The Extension Chords. This is their cover of Weezer's My Name is Jonas.
Sounds good to me. We'll be back tomorrow with Wendy. She'll be here. Therapy Thursday. It's happening.
Yay!
And more. It's a crazy day tomorrow. I have to go on a stupid photo thing for a client right after we're done, but it's going to be great right up until then.
Wow. So we're going to be, we got, two TMSs tomorrow, a Coverville. Yeah. You're doing photo stuff.
And of Comic Dorks that night. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
I may perish. All right. That's good enough for me. Thanks, everybody, for being here. We'll see you next time. My name is Jonas. Not really, the song is. Bye.
My name is Jonas. I'm carrying the wheel. Thanks for all you've shown us. This is how we feel. Sit next to me, pour yourself some tea. Just like grandma made when we couldn't find sleep. Things were better than once but never again. We've all left then, let me tell you about it. Choo-choo train left right on time. Ticket costs only your mind. Driver said, hey man, we go all the way. Of course we were willing to pay. Fresh out of batteries, but they're still making noise.
little brother. Buildings not going as he planned. Foreman has injured his hand. Dozer will not clear a path. Driver swears he learned his math. Jonas.
This podcast is part of the Frog Pants Studios Network. For more information about this and other shows, visit frogpants.com. Audio program so good, it's like you're there.
You go now?
Yes, I'm leaving.